minute, did you hear that whistle?
Sure did, Amos. That whistle means Rinso White, Rinso Bright, Rinso New.
That's right. That means that this is Sunday was on the air for Rinso with Sodium.
Show with Lulu Ben, Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Laura Bowman, Sarah Berner, Jeff Alexander, his orchestra, and radio's all-time favorite, Amos and Andy. Yes, sir, the Amos and Andy Show, brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of new Rinso, the only soap that contains sodium. That's why Rinso gets your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinso,
rinse, rinso,
rinse.
Rinso new.
Have a little more.
Well, this week, the kingfish had a little unexpected good fortune. An annuity policy that he took out years ago has finally come due. The kingfish decided to take the proceeds in a lump sum, and right now he's boasting to Andy about his good luck.
Yes, Andy, my policy's done immature, Joe. Yeah, looks like 250 smackers.
Yeah, boy, it's so piled up there nice, don't it? I see you don't have to change into singles.
Yeah, just been sitting here kind of rustling the bills in my ear, listening to the music, you know.
Yeah, Beethoven never written nothing as sweet as that.
No. Yeah, they say that money is the root of all evil, but it certainly grows into a nice looking strawberry, don't it, son?
Tell me this, what you figuring on doing with this money, King?
Well, I got an angle, Andy. I want to make a profit on it, you know, invest it in some ludicrous business, you know.
Well, you better be careful. Don't forget that California oil well you put some money into once.
Yeah, it was a good thing, Andy, except a man drilled it too close to the ocean. All I got out of the thing was 4,000 gallons of seawater and a dead halibut, that's all.
I remember that. I remember you finally split the proceeds 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
The other fella got the halibut, and you ended up with the hole.
Well, I don't think I can go wrong this time, man. I tell you what it is. I see the ad in the newspaper about investing in a partnership in a flower shop. So I done sent my lawyer Calhoun over to investigate the thing.
Flower shop? What you going in anything like that for? You don't know a high biscuit from a strap dragon.
Well, I can run, Andy. And besides, it ain't a bad deal. The deal that Calhoun made for me is that I put up my automobile to use that for delivery of the flowers, you see. Plus my $250 in cash, and I go in an equal partnership in the thing.
Tell me this, is you done met your partner yet?
No, Calhoun made an appointment for the owner to come over here and request the thing. His name is H.R. Wilson. Matter of fact, he ought to have been over here 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, Kingfish, I hope that...
That must be Mr. Wilson at the door.
Yeah, well, I'll get on out the back door, Kingfish. I guess you want to go with this deal alone.
Yeah, shoot out the back way, and, well, I'll see you later, Andy. So long.
So long, so long.
Well, I'll let Mr. Wilson in this other door, yeah?
Excuse me, I'm looking for... Why, George Steve.
Well, if it ain't my old gal friend, Helen Wilson.
How you, egghead?
Wait a minute, Helen. You ain't the H.R. Wilson with the flower shop, is you?
Holy smoke. When your lawyer said Mr. Stevens, I never thought it was you. You and me in business together.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how do you like that? This sure is a coincidence after all these years.
Yeah, well, I must say, Helen, that you look just as wonderful as you did back in home in Georgia.
Oh, George, you are such a flatterer.
Yeah, you was the same thin, effeminate creature you was years ago when we used to clean out the hog pens together.
Well, thank you, George. Egghead, stand back there and let me get a good look at my old boyfriend.
Yeah. How do I look to you after all these years?
Honey, you look like you was ready for the glue factory.
Well, tell you the truth now, Helen. I've had prunes for breakfast with smoother faces than you got, too. Well, let's stop the niceties here and get on with the business, huh? I understand you're looking for a partner in your flower shop.
That's right. It'll be a good deal for you, George. I'm cleaning $100 a week. If you got the cash and the car, that's all you need. But you got to act fast.
Yeah, well, like my lawyer told you, I was interested in the thing, and It might be nice being in business with an old friend, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, George. Why don't you and that law of yours come over to the shop after the place is closed and look it over? Then if everything is okay, we can close the deal. How about it, huh?
Yeah, hell and I'll do that. I'll tell you what, me and my lawyer will be at your place tonight at 9 o'clock. Flower shop around 9 o'clock tonight. I checked over the situation there and I done closed the deal. Even signed the contract.
Helen Wilson, you know that name is familiar.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Henry. This was really a coincidence. That Helen Wilson is the same Helen Wilson that I used to go with back in Marietta, Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't she the one that wore the hip boots to the senior prom?
Helen Wilson was the gal who worked in the big factory just outside of town. You know, they used to call her the Clara Bow of the turpentine plant, you remember?
Oh, sure, yeah, worked in that turpentine plant. Yeah, I remember her now. Yeah, I remember when you picked her up after work. You didn't dare light no cigar near her for at least 2 hours.
Yeah, she was pretty inflammable in them days, all right.
Talking about being inflammable, you was pretty sweet on her, wasn't you?
Well, it was just a case of puppy love, but we done a little growling now and then. Oh.
Wait a minute, Kingfish. You know, I was just thinking here, you know, you going in business with Helen Wilson.
What you mean, Anna?
Well, when she was in town about 6 years ago, did you invite her up to supper? And did you and Sapphire have a fight about her?
Yeah, come to think of it, we did exchange a few bruises over that girl. And... yeah, but Anna, that was a long time ago. Or Sapphire done changed a lot since then. That jealousy is water over the dam.
Yeah, but you know women, Kingfish. When it comes to jealousy, they gels up awful easy.
Don't be silly, Anna. Say, it's almost 11 o'clock. I guess I better be getting on home. You know, Sapphire's mama's staying with us now, and I don't want to keep them up too late. Boy, will they be happy when I tells them the good news I got to tell them.
Well, Mama, it's 11 o'clock. I don't think I'll wait up no longer for George. I'm going to bed.
Well, I sure hope you'll be able to sleep, Sapphire.
What you mean, Mama?
Well, I couldn't if it was my husband. The only thing open at this hour of the night is dance halls and nightclubs.
Mama, I told you George called and said he was out on business, and I can trust him.
Listen, Sapphire. The only thing you can trust that wears pants is a lamb chop.
Mother, don't be ridiculous. George wouldn't start chasing women at his age.
Age ain't got nothing to do with it. Look at the way your father acted about women. The only way I could slow him down was to take the tires off his wheelchair.
But, Mama, George ain't never done nothing like that. Yet, why would he be out till 11 o'clock?
I tell you, that weasel is up to no good. Wait a minute. He's putting the key in the door now.
Well, glad to find my charming little family up. I got some great news for you.
Oh, I'd like to know, good bum. What's the hubby's name?
Yeah. Where you been at this hour, you loafer?
All right, Mama. You look at this collar for lipstick, and I'll sniff him for perfume.
What you all circling me about here? What I done here? Wait a minute. I got some big news for you.
Never mind that. Why was you at 11 o'clock tonight?
Well, I was down at
the... I don't believe a word of it.
That's right, Sapphire. He's lying.
Listen, Sapphire, if you'll put a muzzle on your mama, there I'll explain where I've been. You see, I...
Never mind that. Where you been, you